Welcome to week two of our Etsy Disasters series. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about pictures. How do you make them amazing and what happens when you don't have the right ones? Even if your photos are already great, you can be making mistakes that prevent customers from buying. And today, I'll tell you a story about a seller who had that exact problem. So sit your cute butt down and let's chat about your photos. Oh my God, I'm super excited! Today is week two of things you need to do in your Etsy shop. We're going to be going through stories from other Etsy sellers so you can see what they did so you cannot do that. Basically, they did something that screwed their shop over and prevented them from making sales. So today I'm going to tell you a story of one of those Etsy sellers who basically had everything in order but still wasn't selling, and we're going to figure out why that happened and what you can do to prevent yourself from falling down the same rabbit hole. Today I'm going to tell you one that you're going to be like, duh, I know this already, but I'm going to tell you something extra about it that you've probably never heard before. Today we're talking about the fact that pictures matter, like a lot. And you probably already knew this. You were like, whatever, I know that people can't touch my items, so my pictures need to be amazing. Everybody always talks about pictures. I've heard it a million times. Who cares? It's not new information. But here is the reality of your situation. If you're appearing on a search page with a bunch of other sellers, is your picture the best on the page? If it's not, then what is it exactly that you think is going to make customers click your item? Let me just like say that so it makes more sense. If I'm looking at an Etsy search page and your item is on that page, and there's literally, I think, I don't know, 24 to 40 others on that page, depending on what device I'm on, and your picture isn't the best, what's gonna convince me to click your item if your picture isn't the best? Like, I don't understand. So the reality is that so many people are like, you know what? My pictures are good enough. They're cool. That's all I need. Like, those top sellers have pictures just like mine. So I'm fine. I just need to do what they do. But the fact is, if you're not a top seller, then copying top sellers or doing the same kinds of pictures that they're doing isn't going to do you any good because they already have an audience and you might not. Pictures make a much bigger difference than you probably think they do. And a lot of people don't do good pictures because they don't know how. They get scared and they're like, this is the best I can do. I've already pushed myself as hard as I can. I don't know what to do from here. And the reality of pictures is that it takes practice. There's no quick fix unless you want to outright hire and pay someone to do it for you. There is literally no quick fix for taking amazing pictures. What you need to do is take a weekend. Go get yourself a camera or a smartphone that's really, really good. Even if you have to borrow it from a friend, that's fine. And take as many pictures as you can. What I always did when I was first starting out on Etsy is I would go to Pinterest because Pinterest is super visual and pictures do really well on Pinterest. So I would search Pinterest for items like mine. And the items that come up towards the top of the page are the ones that are doing well in search. Like, they're trending. People are clicking on them and repinning them. So you know that those photos are converting well. They're likely leading to at least clicks, probably sales. So I would take those pictures. I would literally take a screenshot of the ones I liked the most of products like mine. And I'd make myself a folder in my computer. And I would literally call it pictures to replicate. Now, here's the thing. When you're first learning photography, you basically have to be looking at something that you want to replicate because you might not know how to set up a good photo yet. You might not understand where to put things or how to do stuff. Getting all these pictures of items that are working and trying to replicate them, I would never get anywhere near those pictures, but I would get my own versions of them that would be way better than the pictures I was taking on my own, just trying to wing it. So I would create that folder on my desktop, pictures to replicate. I'd spend a weekend trying to figure out how to make that picture happen. And I ran into a lot of cool hacks, like you can get science fair boards and use those as a white backdrop. You can get really cool pieces of stuff that looks like something else. For example, there's things called photo backdrops, and sometimes they look like a tile wall or a brick wall or a wood floor. So you can do all kinds of cool hacks. I used to use cutting boards a lot. So I would use cutting boards, push them up against the white tile backsplash in my kitchen, and then create pictures out of that. That was really easy for me, and it also gave it the look that was really beautiful that I wanted. Now, the other thing people don't know about photography when you're not sure what you're doing is that light matters. And I cannot tell you how many emails I get in my inbox like, oh my God, Jenny, I live in a place where there's no sun, literally no sun. And like, first of all, if that's you, sad face, I love you. If I was there, I would hug you. I'm so sorry. I've lived in a place with no sun. It's hard. You can do it. Mad credit where credit is due. If you're living in a place that isn't super bright or that where it rains a lot, or it's a time of year where there's just not a lot of sun out, a lot of people get stuck. They're like, how do I take pictures if there's not good light? Like, the lights in my house aren't good enough. Seriously, collect every single light in your house, bring it into one room, plug it in, and light your set. You can buy lights online for super cheap. Like, if you go on Amazon, you can get something called umbrella lights, which are specifically for photography. I think they're like $14 to $20 per light. But honestly, if you go to a professional photo shoot, which I often did with my Etsy items, they would have 5, maybe even 10 of those lights. So that's a lot of money. So if you want to, it's often just as good to go around your house and collect every single light you have. Bare light bulbs, lamps, anything that emits light, feel free to collect it and put it in one place. And here's a fun cheat. A lot of people are like, these lights are so expensive. I want a ring light, but it's too expensive. Okay, literally go to your local store, any kind of store that sells Christmas lights, LED lights, anything like that. And instead of displaying them out in a line, wrap them into a circle. So you have basically a makeshift ring light. And then all you need to do is tape them together. And I hang them on a hook. So I have like a permanent circle, but you can hold them up or have somebody else hold them up or lean them on something. All kinds of stuff you can do to make your own ring light without spending $300. Light matters a lot. Pictures matter a lot. And if you're not good at them, find things you want to replicate and work on it. Work through it. Try and figure it out. The more light you shine on your items, the better they're going to look. Make sure your pictures are focused and not blurry. Take your time. If you sit down and you take, let's say, 400 pictures of your items over the weekend, you're going to have at least a handful that are excellent, even if you're a terrible photographer. Even a blind squirrel gets a nut sometimes, and that's how I learned to photograph things. All right, so today we've got a story about a seller who basically had pictures that were just like a top seller. She was a t-shirt seller, and she had all these favorites but no sales. Like, people were favoriting her items like crazy. And she's like, my items look just like this top seller. She literally had a picture, let's say it was a tank top. She'd have a picture of the tank top laying flat, and then she'd have a picture of the size chart, and then she would have a close-up of the design. And she was like, look at this top seller in my niche. This is the person I'm comparing myself to. They are doing something very, very similar, and they're getting tons of sales every single day, and I'm getting nothing. Why? Well, here's the thing. Just because you have good pictures doesn't necessarily mean that your pictures are doing the work they need to be doing. I'm just going to repeat that because it's really important. A lot of people with good photographs think that they don't need this work, but the reality is buyers are looking for more information. And if you don't have the right kind of pictures, then you could be losing the sale. And that's exactly what happened with our seller. I did some digging with her and we were like, so many people have more information inside of their photos than this top seller. So yes, you're taking great photos. Yes, the main listing photo doesn't need work, but what about the inside photos? Because when somebody clicks onto your item, those inside photos are what makes or breaks the sale. So while some top seller that everybody knows might be able to get away with only providing 3 pictures, you might not. So she took photos of her items being worn. She took photos of them on different body types. She took photos front, back, and side. And I think it was literally a week later, she contacted me and she was like, my items are really starting to sell now. She's like, it's amazing that just a few photos made this big of a difference. And I was like, it totally makes sense, because think about it. If you're on Etsy and you see something super cute and you're like, oh my God, I want this. Everybody is picky about what they buy. So like for jewelry, I have teeny tiny hands. Bracelets never fit me. They're always too big. The first thing I'll check in a bracelet is if it comes in multiple sizes and if they can make a measurement that fits me. Because the reality is my wrist doesn't fit into a normal size bracelet. So if I buy a normal size bracelet, it'll just fall off of me. The same is true for clothing and almost every other category of stuff on Etsy. People are picky about what they buy and what they spend money on and what they put in their house or on their bodies or whatever. With clothing, I care about how long is the shirt? How far down does it go? I want to see that on a model. I want to see where it hits. I also want to see, you know, where are the sleeves going to hit me? How does this shirt fit? Is it tight? Is it loose? All of those things were super important to her customers. By showing them what they wanted to know, she was basically answering every single objection they had to buying just in her photos, which means that they had no questions, no doubt in their mind. There was nothing for them to do except start pressing that buy button. Creating photos that answer all their questions can make a huge difference. So that is our fun Etsy story for today. Next week, we're going to do week 3, and we're going to talk about serious traffic and the mistakes that sellers make that gets them no traffic at all. Thanks so much for listening. Have questions on today's episode or want to tell me what you and I should chat about next? Don't forget to head straight for the comments section and tell me your thoughts. If you can't see the comments section, that's because you're not a paying member. Whether you're listening to this episode in your email or on the web, just hit the subscribe button and choose any paid plan to start commenting. While I won't have time to answer every question, I want to let you know that I avidly read the comments section. And even if I don't respond, I will be using your comments to create new episodes, answer your questions on the air, not to mention I'll be looking for Etsy shops to talk about each and every month. And to all of you listening out there, I just want to let you know that I love your guts out. If it weren't for you, I'd be homeless, sitting under a bridge, talking to myself about Etsy. You are the number one thing I am grateful for every single day. And there's nothing I want more than for you to have the best week ever. Thanks so much for listening.